Good Monday morning. Hope you had a great weekend. This is Jim O'Hara with a check of news on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. It's 9:04. In the wake of President Joe Biden's withdrawal from the 2024 presidential race, the majority of Illinois' Democratic congressional delegation are backing Vice President Kamala Harris as the party's presidential nominee this fall. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker praised Biden for ending his reelection campaign. In a statement, the billionaire Democrat said Biden restored dignity to the White House. Within minutes of President Biden's announcement yesterday, Iowa Republicans began calling on him to resign from office. Governor Kim Reynolds saying on social media, quote, "If Joe Biden can't run for reelection, it's clear he isn't capable of running the country." The Mississippi River is picking up speed on its way back to its banks. Currently at moderate flood stage at Lock and Dam 15, it is expected to drop below flood action stage of 13 feet by this Saturday. In sports, tonight the Cubs host Milwaukee, the Cardinals play in Pittsburgh, and the White Sox are in Texas. WVIK Quad Cities weather. Today, slight chance of an afternoon shower. Sunny with a high near 83. Overnight, mostly clear and a low of 64. For Tuesday, sunny with a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm and a high near 85. On Think, the pandemic exposed plenty of systematic flaws, including the patchwork structure that is the global supply chain. How the supply chain changed after World War II, and what needs to happen to ensure economic certainty during the next global disaster. That's at noon today on Think, here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. You're listening to BBC's NewsHour.